Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 267 co-main event, because we are kind of spoiled for great fights on this card. This is the fight between Islam Makhachev and Dan Hooker. Of course, we're all very excited for this one. So Makhachev coming in with a 20-1 record, that one loss being that knockout to Adriano Martins, which I'm sure still haunts him to this day, because you know Makhachev wants to keep that clean record just like Khabib. On the other side, Dan Hooker, 21 wins and 10 losses. Not so bothered about the loss column, although he doesn't want to keep picking them up because he likes the win bonus and doesn't like the stitches. But Dan Hooker is an exciting, aggressive, risk-taking fighter, and it works out well for him sometimes, other times not so much. So, okay, let's quick go down the stats first. So Makhachev 5'10", Dan Hooker 6', so height and reach advantage, as you would expect from Dan Hooker, 5-inch reach advantage. Also a higher output for strikes landed per minute, and a decent takedown defense as well. Now, strikes absorbed per minute, as you can see, is a considerable difference. 0.77 for Makhachev compared to 4.66 for Hooker. So he's, like I said, like if you look at his strikes landed and strikes absorbed, they're not far apart, you know, but there's a small margin there, and that's where he's winning. It's like buying something and reselling it and just having a small profit margin. That's what Dan Hooker's doing here. His output is the thing that keeps him in a lot of these fights. His pressure, his willingness to stand in the pocket and trade. And he is a great striker. You know, switches his stance quite comfortably, has a variety of strikes off both sides that he's very comfortable with, utilizes his long range kicks, not necessarily his arms very well. He doesn't tend to really reach with his arms as much as he could, but he's got good knees and he's got an educated striking skill set. Of course, you've got to think he's schooled from the same guys that school Adesanya, and you can see some of those traits in his game. But Adesanya's far more calculated in his approach and far less of a risk taker. Dan Hooker likes the feeling and the taste of his own blood a little bit, I think. And he's had some real wars where, you know, it's that eagerness to fight has cost him when it may not have needed to. The one that always comes to mind, of course, is Edson Barbosa. You know, I mean, he was picking himself up off the canvas from body shots and walking into punches to the face. Like, that's just like, I love that willingness to fight and that willingness to compete, but I also like people to fall back upon that when there are no other options. And I do feel like Dan Hooker's got other options. I mean, you know, against Nasrat Haqparast, he looked far cleaner. He was still just as aggressive, but he wasn't overextending himself and taking too many risks. I can't say the same for some other fights. I mean, even the fight against Paul Felder was a split decision. But if you watch that first round, you wouldn't think Felder makes it another 20 minutes in that fight. Like, he did really good work in the first round, and then Felder claws his way back in the second. This is not the kind of fight that you can claw your way back into unless it's with some kind of flying knee at the start of the round. The reason that Islam Makhachev is so good and also so difficult to match is that he doesn't allow people into his game. So if we look at the stat comparison, strikes landed per minute for Makhachev is 2.24, which obviously is lower by a decent chunk than Dan Hooker. But if you look at strikes absorbed per minute, he's not really taking anything. So he's not overextending himself to land additional shots that he'd have to then eat back in his own, from his opponent. He's got good defense. He's got a good takedown defense. He's got great wrestling. He's got a really high output for wrestling, and he has got submission attacks as well. So there are a multitude of threats from Islam Makhachev and not many ways to get into his game to start beating him. Now, Dan Hooker, if he keeps on his bike and he uses good footwork and he doesn't get too planted on his feet and willing to trade, then he's a dangerous fighter. Because I do feel like he's got a wider skill set when it comes to striking than Makhachev. The thing that levels it out is Makhachev's threat every time he dips. Because you're like, oh, I'm going to have to deal with this takedown in a minute. And this guy's really good at takedowns. And if I hit the floor, getting back up is very, very difficult. This is Dan Hooker showing the kind of person that he is. I'll fight Makhachev because nobody else wants to. I like that statement that he's making, and I think that has a lot of strength when he comes into the octagon with that, because it almost it make it would because Makhachev is used to people not wanting to fight him. The fact that someone stuck their hand up and said, yeah, I'll have a go, he's going to put that doubt in Makhachev's mind that maybe this guy sees something that he feels like he can catch me with, which, and I'm just speculating here, but it might get inside his head a bit, especially when Dan Hooker starts the fight really confident like he always does. I expect Makhachev to do exactly what he always does, to level change, to shoot him into the fence, to drag him to the floor, and then to bind him up and control him and beat him up and not really overextend himself. As we've seen in his last fight against Moises, he's quite happy to work into the championship rounds, and the availability of submissions gets better as the fight goes on because people get more tired and they get more discouraged and they reach more and they twist more and they scramble in bad ways with bad habits and they leave themselves exposed. Like if you look back at the Drew Dober fight, like he was on a Kimura from half guard bottom. Like that's a, in that position where he was at, he was really going to struggle to get anything from that submission. He could have maybe started something else with it. But as soon as that submission was released, he was immediately into an arm triangle. And it wasn't even an ideal position arm triangle, which shows you the kind of compression and the kind of strength that Makhachev has. He drove his shoulder into Dober and he hung on for a minute before he had to tap. And to take the back and choke Thiago Moises is very, very impressive. Like all the way down his record, there are fights that have impressed me. Like completely dominated Davy Hamosh in a sweltering heat in the Middle East. You know, I mean, I was standing octagon side sweating just as much as he was, and he kept that pace on all the way through. And if you're a fan of wrestling for mixed martial arts, I implore you to go and watch his fight against Armin Sarukian, because they were, if Makhachev is 100 on the rating, Armin Sarukian is like 97. It was very, very competitive all the way through, and they were constantly tussling and moving. But that also showed the level of Islam Makhachev and his wrestling. Because even if you've got excellent wrestling to compete with him, he's still going to find a way to get to you. And I think Dan Hooker will realize that his windows of opportunity to do something effective will be small, and he's going to have to be very calculated. And that's sometimes where he struggles, especially if he's been taken down for 10 minutes and beaten up and he's already bloody. Like, as soon as he starts to bleed, he starts to be a bit more reckless, and that is going to only work into Makhachev's hands. He's got to be smart and calculated in this one. And he's only got 3 rounds to do it, you've got to bear in mind. So he's got to work kind of fast. It's a really interesting fight. Enjoy. I'll see you next time.